And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about that thing. We'll visit the Wabash, go to heaven, play some sweetheart songs, and make an announcement. But first, listener Tim emailed the other day about a record I played a couple of weeks ago on the live show. The song was You Call It Madness, and all I said about it was that it was by Ben Selvin and his orchestra, with an unidentified vocalist. Well, the orchestra was that of Ben Selvin, but it was credited on the label of that Harmony 78 as Jerry Fenwick and his orchestra. And the vocalist was credited as Bobby Dix, D-I-X. Well, just as Jerry Fenwick was a pseudonym for Ben Selvin's orchestra, Bobby Dix was almost always a pseudonym for Dick Robertson. That recording was made October 21st, 1931, and Tim was actually asking about the length of the record, which was a whopping 4 minutes 48 seconds. Around the time Victor was experimenting with long-playing 33 and a third RPM program transcriptions, Columbia issued about 8 finer groove 10-inch 78 RPM long-playing records in the 18,000D series, as well as a number of them on the Clarion, Velvet Tone, and Harmony labels, which is what we heard with You Call It Madness. Now to get on with this show, we're going to start with a set of sweetheart songs, beginning with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra.
Thank you. How can I sing? How can I like any old thing without you, sweetheart? Where can I go when I feel blue? Who do I know? What can I do without you, sweetheart? And tell me, how can I sing about tomorrow? What can I bring? A lot of tears and sorrow. Here is my heart. What can I give? Why did we part? How can I live without you, sweetheart?
Was the male close harmony vocal group the Shannon Quartet with Let Me Call You Sweetheart from January 21, 1926. The big announcement that I mentioned earlier is that that recording is from a brand new CD on the Rivermont label, and that yours truly is the author of the liner notes about the group, its members, and the songs in the 40-page booklet that accompanies the CD.
Well, what do you know about that?
The CD is titled The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, Early Barbershop Quartet Recordings 1925 to 1928. It's the longest set of notes of any Rivermont CD, but I believe that the quality matches the quantity. I'm very proud to have joined the ranks of Rich Connedy, Mark Beresford, Randy Skretvedt, Rob Bamberger, Alex Hassan, and Brian Wright, all of whom have written notes for various Rivermont CDs, and all are world-class scholars and authorities on vintage music. I don't know that I count myself in that last category, but I'm very grateful to Brian Wright for the opportunity, and I hope you'll check out the Shannon Quartet and all of Rivermont's fine vintage and contemporary recordings at their website, www.rivermontrecords.com. I'll let you read the details of Let Me Call You Sweetheart in the liner notes, but it was preceded by Nat Shilkret and his orchestra with the vocal by Johnny Marvin and Without You, Sweetheart, from February 23, 1928. Without You, Sweetheart was written by DeSilva, Brown, and Henderson. And we started the show with Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra and Sweetheart of Yesterday, recorded by Victor in Chicago on October 24, 1929. There's a 1930 song called Sweetheart of Yesterday, which was written by Gloria Jean Lepke, but I'm not sure that's the same song. And there's also a 1951 song with the same title, which was written by Carl Sigman and Percy Faith. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. For this next segment of the show, we've got some rapidly rotating records about that thing, beginning with Ted Lewis and his band.
Hello, folks. Is everybody happy? Yes, sir. Are you ready, girls?
Yes, teacher.
Don't give in. Come, come. Hit it. Huh? Thank you.
that swing, falling in love.
I'm falling.
I'm taking that leap, losing my sleep, living on love.
I'm living on love.
Every time I breathe, I need a kiss.
Oh, I need a kiss.
Might as well be crazy as be like this.
I might as well be crazy.
I'm starting to rave, raving to start, following through.
I'm raving.
I'm saving to try, trying to save, making you blue.
You never will be blue.
Tell your mother just what I'm thinking of.
Oh, 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 oh.
I'm doing that thing, falling in love.
Oh, oh, da da da.
Burnett and his Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra from a newly released CD on the Take Two label, produced by our friend Jim Bedoyan, and I'm Doing That Thing from July 30th, 1930. That CD is available from worldsrecords.com. I'm Doing That Thing was written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh and was also recorded by Gary Lombardo, Lou Gold, Gus Arnheim, and Ed Kirkaby as the Ted Wallace Orchestra. The vocal there was by the Biltmore Trio, Paul Gibbons, Eddie Bush, and Al Seckler. Before that, it was Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra with Shake That Thing, written by Papa Charlie Jackson and recorded by Brunswick in Los Angeles on February 1, 1926. That was preceded by another recording made in California, Reb Spikes, Majors and Minors, and Fight That Thing. Benjamin Franklin Reb Spikes wrote Fight That Thing with his brother John, and the pair also wrote Someday Sweetheart, which was recorded by Jelly Roll Morton. We began with Ted Lewis and his band, and You've Got That Thing, written by Cole Porter and recorded September 23rd, 1929.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
For this next segment of the show, we're going to take a musical trip to the Wabash with the Savoy Orpheans, who were probably never closer than about 4,000 miles or so from the Wabash.
Thank you. on my Indiana homestead wave the cornfields.
In the distant gloom, the woodlands clear and cool.
Oftentimes my thoughts revert to scenes of childhood,
where I first received my lessons, nature's school.
But one thing that is missing in the picture, without a face it seems so incomplete,
so incomplete.
I long to see my mother in the doorway,
as she stood there years ago, her boy to greet. Oh, the moonlight's fair tonight along the Wabash. From the field there comes the breath of new-mown hay. Through the sycamores the candlelights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash. Far away.
Many years have passed since I strolled by the river,
arm in arm with sweetheart Mary by my side.
It was there I tried to tell her that I loved
It was there I begged of her to be my bride.
Long years have passed since I stole by the churchyard.
She's sleeping there, my angel Mary dear, my Mary dear.
I loved her, but she thought I did not mean it.
Still I'd give my future were she only here. Oh, the moonlight's fair tonight along the Wabash. From the field there comes a breath of new-mown hay. Through the sea come on, the candlelights are gleaming on the banks of the Wabash. Far away, far away.
Thank you.
Ted Lewis once again. You're welcome, Bob. And Wabash Blues, recorded in Chicago on August 21st, 1929. Wabash Blues was composed by Fred Menken with lyrics by Dave Ringel and was the first hit for Isham Jones, who recorded it in 1921. Before Wabash Blues, you probably recognize the Shannon Quartet once again, this time with On the Banks of the Wabash Far Away. I can't hear that song without thinking of the scene in W.C. Fields' The Man on the Flying Trapeze, with Leona Woolfinger, played by Kathleen Howard, complaining about burglars singing in the cellar, and Fields winding up joining them in the chorus of On the Banks of the Wabash Far Away. It's also heard in Fields' 1934 film It's a Gift. It's one of 24 songs on the CD The Shannon Quartet, A Little Bit of Heaven, early barbershop quartet recordings 1925 to 1928, for which yours truly wrote the liner notes in the 40-page booklet that accompanies the CD. It's available now directly from Rivermount Records, and you can get details about the CD, see the cover, see the complete track list, hear samples, and order from www.rivermountrecords.com/1157.html, or just go to the main page, www.rivermountrecords.com. We began that Wabash set with the Savoy Orpheans at the Savoy Hotel, London, and Underneath the Wabash Moon from November 30th, 1927. Dave Stamper wrote the music and Billy Rose wrote the words. I'm Glenn Robison and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, in New Zealand on the Wellsford Country Radio Network, 105.8 FM, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. and on iTunes as a podcast. Another brand new CD from Rivermont, with liner notes written by Mark Beresford, is Frank Westfall and his orchestra, Oh Sister Ain't That Hot, 1922 to 1924. And here's an appropriate song from that CD. Thank you.
Jim Johnson, big jackass, is on the block for sale. There goes your big jackass, honey.
Well, you get all the songs on this show absolutely free, although it would be nice if you'd support it with a KISL membership, which you can quickly and easily get at kislavalon.com/membership. We started off with Frank Westfall and his orchestra, and I've Got a Song for Sale, an appropriate selection to play from that brand new release on the Rivermont Records label, and available now on the Rivermont website at www.rivermontrecords.com. In 4 days, I've Got a Song for Sale will be having its 89th birthday, having been recorded in Chicago on October 18, 1923. It was written by Jack Nelson, who also brought us Foolish Child and After the Storm, Life and Love Seem Sweeter. That was followed by Clarence Williams and his orchestra and Ed Allen, who was trying to sell Hannah Johnson's Big Jackass on For Sale from November 10, 1933. The orchestra was actually a quartet with Clarence Williams on piano, Cecil Scott on clarinet, Ikey Robinson playing guitar, and Cyrus St. Clair on brass bass. We finished up with George Olson and his music, not sounding much like most of the George Olson that we play on the show, with a sweet waltz called Songs for Sale. Paul Small was the vocalist on that July 13, 1932 recording.
doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
For this final segment of the show, we're going to go musically to heaven. Here's the crooning troubadour, Nick Lucas.
Day is ending, birds are wending back to the sheltered hall, each little nest they love. Nightshades falling, lovebirds calling. What makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I'll turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that's nestled where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. To bring cheer, but give me my own blue heaven. Why, there's the swinging gate, the little walk, the open door, and right inside is just what I've been praying for. We're the happiest three, Molly, baby, and me. We're peaceful in my
heaven hold me near, to know you'll love me, dear sweetheart. This is heaven. Though humble it may be, as long as you're with me, sweetheart, this is heaven. It's not in yonder skies happiness reposes, but in your lovelit eyes, beaming through those red, red roses. And when your lips and mine meet in a kiss divine, this is heaven,
the Shannon Quartet once again with the legend of how Ireland got its name, A Little Bit of Heaven, the title song of the new Shannon Quartet CD on the Rivermont label, for which yours truly wrote the extensive liner notes. I purposely haven't given much information about the Shannon Quartet Records because I hope you'll visit www.rivermontrecords.com, where you can see the cover, read a description and the complete track list, hear audio samples, and order it, helping to preserve great vintage music. Before the Shannons, or TSQ as we affectionately call them, it was Gus Arnheim and his orchestra recording in Hollywood on May 1, 1929, and This Is Heaven, written by Jack Yellen, and no, not with Milton Ager, but Harry Axt, for the film of the same name starring Vilma Bankey and James Hall. We started off this final segment of the show with the crooning troubadour Nick Lucas with My Blue Heaven from 1927. It was composed by Walter Donaldson with lyrics by George A. Whiting and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1976. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.